You know, we're having fun, and we are so lucky. We got a lot of pals here that play the heck out of their instruments. Hey, Baylor, you want to come out here and play a couple? Okay, the next hour. Jack Lawrence, how you feeling back there, man? We got Dr. Dobro, Curtis Birch. You're going to have to give us just a second, so forgive us. It's going to take just a second, but I believe it'll be worth it. Rick, have you got the banjo? You stop that right now. Take a time just for a second, make sure all these boys are gonna be heard. You got Jack out there? Who's doing that popping? Jam, just hang on now. You just hang on. We need Curtis and Jack in the wedges. Jackson, let's see where Curti is on the dobro. Rick, you have the dobro out front? It's our good friend from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Mr. Rick Martini, running the out front sound for you, making it right for just you. Gee, what do you reckon we ought to play? Actually, we know what we're gonna play. We're gonna do one that Bale and I used to play in the revival. Curtis and I recorded this one together with the revival. And we all used to get to jam on it with Mr. John Hartford. And he wrote this one. It's a good one to jam on, and so we're gonna take our time on this one and get it right. There ain't no sax in bluegrass music. Well, there is now. There is now. Mr. Jeff Coffin wants to play some too. part of nothing. Let's make sure we got you where we on out front, Jeff. All right, here's John Randall and Baylor to kick off a fine jamming tune, the steam-powered aerial plane.